Our scripture lesson for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 15 through 24. And this is our very last lesson from this five essential practices of the Christian life. Do you guys remember what they all are? Pop quiz. Worship and prayer. Study. Serving. Giving. And today we're going to talk about witnessing or testifying. So that's the fifth one. So we've talked a lot about the light. We've sung a lot about the light. And we're going to read this passage now from Matthew 16, which is part of Jesus's Sermon on the Mount. I'm going to read verses 19. I'm actually not sure this is the right scripture, is it? Is it in here right? Okay, I'm going to switch. I think this was last week's. Matthew 9, verses 36 through 38. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How many of you, before you go and do something, look up recommendations? Anybody? What do you look up recommendations for? Purchases, right? If you're going to buy something. Everybody likes the little Amazon list, you know, that everybody rates it. 5 stars, 4 stars. Have you ever gone and you know, like, know you wanted something and then you looked at the recommendations and you were like, maybe that's not the best thing. Anybody ever done that? So purchases, maybe restaurants, definitely restaurants. Places you're going to go see when you're traveling. These are all things that you want to hear from other people what their experience has been. And in this day and age with social media, making recommendations is bigger than it's ever been before. You can read hundreds and thousands of recommendations or reviews of something before you buy it, before you go to eat there. And what that really is a testimony. And that's what our role is. One of our roles as Christians is to testify, is to make recommendations, isn't it? To invite people to do something based on your experience of it. So Peter Bowler was a friend of John Wesley's and another pastor. And he told John Wesley this. He said, "Preach faith until you have it, and then because you have it, you will preach faith." John Wesley had a tumultuous faith life where he would feel really good about himself, and then he would sort of be second-guessing and doubtful and back and forth. And what Peter was saying to him is the more you talk about your faith, the more you testify to God's love, the more you believe it. And then the more you believe it, guess what? The more you testify about it. And it's a cycle. And sharing and testifying and bearing witness deepens our own faith, but it is also our mission. It is not just something we do for ourselves. It is something we do because Jesus has asked us or told us to do it. So Ken's scripture that he read this morning told the disciples, go out. baptizing the people of all nations, and I will be with you. And in this scripture from Matthew 9, Jesus saw and had compassion upon the people, and he asked for laborers to help to reach all of those folks who he had compassion for. The interesting thing about reviews is they have lots and lots of power these days. Negative and positive reviews. A negative review can just totally destroy something, can't it? I had a friend who had opened up a restaurant, and finally they had to close it because they could not handle the negative reviews. It was just too much for them. But that's the same way for us in our churches, too, and our witness as Christians. Have you ever heard somebody say, "I don't really want to be a Christian because I saw a Christian do this"? Anybody been in that position? Or, "I just have a bad taste in my mouth because they're such hypocrites." We've all heard that. Those negative reviews. And yet it's our role to create positive reviews in the world, to allow people to see something good and positive and not just the negative. We have to overcome the negative reviews. Overcome them. How can we claim to walk with Jesus if we're not pursuing this mission of having compassion upon people who don't know him and shining our light, actually his light, that reflects off of us to them? How can we do that? How can we say we're Christians if we are not reflecting his light in to the world? Jesus looked out upon the crowds in Matthew 9. These crowds of people who had come for something. These weren't necessarily religious people. They are what we would today call maybe spiritual people. They were searching for something. They wanted something. And Jesus had compassion for them. They were like a sheep without a shepherd. And he called his disciples. He said, "These are the people. These are who you need to be reflecting light to." I'm sure each and every one of you can point to someone in your life who reflected that light. Take just a few seconds and think about who are the people you would name. You don't need to name them out loud, but think about the people who testified and shared the life and the light of Jesus Christ with you, who accepted that call of Jesus to teach and preach, to have compassion. Does everybody have a few people? I want to ask it in a different way. Are there people who would say that you played a key part in their becoming a follower of Christ? Are there people who would name you as the one who reflected Jesus' light into their life, who testified, who shared, who witnessed to the goodness of God? And led them on their faith journey? My guess is that we could probably say that there are children and grandchildren in our life that we did that for. But are there folks outside of that family that would say that about you? About me? This is our call. And it's never too late to be that person in someone's life the one who reflected the light of Jesus to them. But it's not something that we just do individually. Jesus always said that sent people out in groups, right? It wasn't like Jesus said to one disciple, like, this is your job. I need you to do this. He sent them out in these groups. He took the 11 disciples at the end and said, go. And so we do this as a church. We do this as a community of people in reflecting the light of Jesus. And the question for us at Cokesbury is, what are we known for? If you were walking down the street and stood at the bus stop, maybe, let's say the bus stop, people, the same folks are at the bus stop all the time, right? Right in front of the church. If you sat at the bus stop for a while and asked people, hey, what is that church known for? Would they be able to say something? Or would they just be like, well, that's the place that I catch the bus. That's about all I know. What about the businesses around? If you walked into one of these businesses and say, hey, you know that church down the street? What are they known for? Do you think they'd be able to tell you something? Or they'd be like, church? Where was that? Where is that church? What would you want someone to say about us? What would you want our surrounding community to say about who we are? That is the testimony we need to be putting out. We need to be putting out that light so that those around us would say that is what that church is known for. We pray at the altar almost every Sunday, and we pray this prayer that Jesus taught us. And in that prayer, we say this. We pray, God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so the question is, are we closing that gap? Are we closing the gap between the way the world, between the world as it is and the world as it should be? That's what that question gets at the heart of. What are we known for? Are we known for closing the gap? Are we witnessing? Are we sharing? Are we testifying? Are we reflecting the light in a way that makes God's kingdom come? I want to just share briefly my story as an example of what your story might sound like if you were to share it. I grew up in a United Methodist church, but not one. There was probably 8 of them. And everywhere I went, all over the country, there were people who poured into me in these churches. Each church lived out their baptismal vows, right? They were going to raise me in the faith. And my parents were a huge part of that. My grandfather was a United Methodist preacher. He was a huge part of that and witness to me. But when I was confirmed, there was a couple, John and Carol Halliburton, and they were my confirmation sponsors. And those two were incredible witnesses in my life, outside of my family. My choir director growing up, her name was Becky Weiss. She taught me so much about singing and sharing and being part of a community and dedicating yourself to someone. And one of my pastors, Reverend Riley Short, who is still alive today, he's in his 90s, was my pastor when I was very little. and called me the semester I graduated from college and asked me to come work for him at his church. And I thought, why in the world are you calling me? I hadn't seen him in probably 10 years. Each and every one of those people reflected light to me. They showed me something about Jesus. And by showing them something about Jesus, they made me want to follow in the footsteps that they were taking, in the footsteps of Jesus. That's not a hard story to tell. I know each of you have similar stories. And so I invite you this year, you know, we've been using our hands throughout this series to talk about the different ways we can count on our fingers the things that we need to do. But my challenge for you here is to share your faith with 5 people this year. Share your faith with 5 people. Reflect the light of Jesus Christ into someone's life. Do it physically through the things that you do. But also, I want you to do it with words. I want you to do it with words. Find ways you can talk about your faith in Jesus, what Jesus has done for you, leaving positive reviews. That are so enticing that others want to come and be involved and know that Savior. Who are the people that you have compassion for? The harvest is plentiful. There are so many amongst us in our communities that do not know the love of Jesus Christ. And the laborers are few. Will you accept Jesus Christ's commission to be one of those who shares and reflects his light? Let us pray. Lord God, we come to you this day asking for your Holy Spirit to fill us as we share our faith with others. May you give us the strength and the courage that is necessary to be those who you have called us to be. To follow in the footsteps of your disciples, making disciples of Jesus Christ ourselves. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.